Our next report comes from Kellyer, Minnesota. Lara Thomason is the teacher, and Ava and Adriana are the reporters.
This is Ava and Adriana, reporting from Ms. Thomason's fourth grade class at Kellyer Elementary.
Here's our phrenology report of the week of September 23rd. Friday, we went on a walk in the woods by our school. We looked for several trees and collected leaves to press and look at in the classroom. There were already a lot of leaves on the ground that were brown, but there were also a lot of leaves still green on trees. We found a huge sugar maple tree, red and birch oak, red maple and silver maple. We found mushrooms that produced spores that looked like smoke. We kicked them. The spores were brown, the mushrooms were light brown and shaped like a small ball. We also found a mushroom on the side of a dead tree that looked like a step. It was pretty strong because when Aiden stepped on it, the mushroom didn't break, but the log did. Cordell found snakeberries that were bright red.
For our own weekly observations, Kimberly and Caitlin saw a ruffed grouse. Emma noted that on September 25th, one part of the sky was dark and rainy while the other was sunny. Lexi found milkweed in her backyard that is still green. Caitlin saw a blackbird that wasn't a crow flying around by her window. Tucker noticed a lot of salamanders at his house, more than he's ever seen, possibly because it has been so wet this year. Cameron saw a rabbit by her old truck looking for food. Eden saw bluebirds in backyard. Miss Thomason also saw bluebirds in her garden. Maybe they are migrating through the area. Most of us observed that on Saturday morning there was frost of all the ground when we woke up. This is our first frost of all. Thanks for listening.
Very good. Nice job. That was Adriana and Ava, and they did a real nice job up in Kellyer. They're seeing some of the trees still have green leaves, and that's the case around here as well, and lots of puffballs. They saw a plant with red berries. I've been up in their forest, and I would bet anything it's probably northern holly. There's some milkweed that's still green. They're finding lots of salamanders. It's amazing how many salamanders there are out there that we never see. There are, I think, one of the reports in mammals or reptiles and amphibians in Minnesota reports some scientific work that estimated 1,500 salamanders per hectare, which is a lot of salamanders, truly. So watch out for salamanders. And the bluebirds are definitely migrating through. This is kind of the season when we'll see the last of them, though they may cling to the area until later on in the month. And a frost on the 28th, that's pretty consonant with what everybody else was observing.